And now it's time for Training Camp Today with Neil Roberts and the Minnesota Vikings.
The Vikings quarterback room has been under national media scrutiny here the preseason. Here to talk about it is NFL insider Luke Braun of Locked On Vikings. And Luke, Cousins is the starter, but that number two spot is really up in the air. You know, they obviously drafted Cullen Munn to be that guy, but he's missed a lot of practice in camp.
Yeah, well, that backup job is so especially important this year as, you know, if there's another hiccup in the COVID protocols, there's a greater chance that we miss Kirk Cousins for a couple games. Now, yeah, Kellen Mond, I think, is more of a succession plan than a true backup. He's going to be this developmental guy. He'll be on the third spot in the roster. He comes out of college really raw. He's never supposed to be ready week one. That would have been a miracle. And that's not what the Vikings expected. Jake Browning is the guy that's going to get that job. And I don't know if I feel great about it. He's been a little bit too inaccurate for me.
All right, good stuff, Luke. And hey, we'll talk more on the Vikings quarterback situation when we come back.
Dad, your garden is amazing.
I'll plant even more next year.
One more mile makes 10.
Way to go, Kate.
All right, guys, let's play one more. 1, 2, 3, 4.
At Trinity Health, we're dedicated to helping people do more. All across North Dakota and eastern Montana, we're working to improve lives and help build healthier communities. We're here with great primary care physicians and specialists, committed to your well-being. We deliver the latest advances in cancer, heart, orthopedic, neurosurgical, and women's medicine. And in emergencies, we're here with life-saving care in our Level 2 Trauma Center. Every day at Trinity Health, we're doing more, so you can enjoy all the promise of a lifetime lived well. Trinity Health, making more possible. To learn more or to find a physician, visit makingmorepossible.com.
We're with Luke Braun talking Vikings quarterbacks today. And Luke, any chance they consider picking up a number two on the waiver wire later?
Look, if I were in the room with them, I would tell them to. But there's a difference between what I think they should do and what I think they will do.
Here's a flyer for you. So I'm a graduate of NDSU back in the day. And of course, Carson Wentz went number two overall. And then now Trey Lance went number three overall. Sandwiched in between them was a fifth round pick by the Chargers named Easton Stick. Moves really well, throws pretty well, or some sort of version of that.
That's a developmental guy, and they've got that with Kellen Mond. They're developmental
but he's
QB.
In his third year of development in San Diego, or with the Chargers now. But
if
yeah.
he's not there yet, then I don't know if more years will help.
I
think they're looking more for Sean Mannion types. Guys with experience in the league, guys that have come in and been backups, guys that'll be helpful to Kirk Cousins in game planning and the whiteboard.
We heard it here. I'll put a nickel on that with you. But that'll conclude this edition. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Training Camp Today, brought to you in part by Trinity Health, making more possible, and by Primo Restaurant, Minot's only homemade pasta. Extraordinary food, extraordinary service.